Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Our guest right now is Lloyd Marcus, who is an activist, author, performing artist, and a speaker. His website is lloydmarcus.com. He is the chairman of the Conservative Campaign Committee, and he's a recording artist as well. In fact, one of his songs was called The American Tea Party Anthem, and also We Are Americans. He's performed, by the way, at 500-plus Tea Party rallies and events across the country. And we welcome him back because he's been on this program before. Lloyd, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, Jerry, and how are you, my patriot brother in Christ? How are you today?
I'm doing great. And since people can't see us on the radio, I'm white and you're black. And since
I am not an African American,
I said
I'm
black.
Marcus American.
That's right. But I think it might be good to talk about some of the racial problems we've had in this country, and especially Christian solutions. Because to me, the ultimate answer to all this is Jesus, because Jesus changes the human heart. And in Christ, there's neither Greek nor Jew, and we could extend it to say neither white nor black.
Absolutely. But Jerry, I have to tell you, white America is not the problem. And I would say for the most part, black America is not the problem. White America and black America get along fine every single day, and we see that everywhere we go. The problem are the politicians, the Democrat Party. I know that this is not a political show, but I'm a professional political activist, and I want to tell it like it is. Like, all of this Black Lives Matter nonsense is coming from the Democrat Party to stir up a mess in this country. And they are spreading a very, very evil lie that white cops shoot black people. That's not true. The bulk of black people are murdered every year. It comes from fellow black people. There are 6,000 homicides of black people every year in the United States. Only 4% of them are shot by cops. And Jerry, I'll tell you something else that you don't know. Most of the cops who shoot blacks are not white. These two recent shootings, I can't remember.
Yeah, there was one in Minnesota, and then there was also one in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Neither one of those cops were white, but you don't know that, and I guarantee that 90% of Americans don't know that either. Why? Because there's a political a motive behind this. And to me, as Christians, I think that we need to stop pandering to evil agendas. I hear too many, I know we're not talking about this, but take this LGBT agenda thing. I hear so many Christian pastors saying that they accept same-sex marriage, and they adore this because they call it performing in love. No, we don't go against the word of God in the name of love or pandering. And to me, that's the biggest problem I see. We pander to them so much, and nothing annoys me more is to have a Christian brother, and I see this happen to me all the time. Well, we have to understand. Well, no, we don't. We have to start saying no. And just because we say no, that doesn't make us mean. That doesn't make us hateful. But we cannot continue to pander to evil.
Well, you know, it does seem like the country has gone backwards when it comes to racial reconciliation and so forth. In fact, I think I read a poll where it said something like 70% of Americans right now think the race relations in America are worse now than they've been in a few decades, despite having a black president.
The first black president and white folks elected this guy two-time. Black folks are only 12% of the population. So what that means is that a whole bunch of racist or white folks elected this guy two times. And who's the one who continues to spark racial flames? Barack Hussein Obama. I am so, like, I will be so happy when this man is gone. And I tell you something else, too. Everybody have allowed this man to do whatever he wants because he's the first black president. Well, guess what's going to happen if we allow Hillary in the White House? It's going to be Barack Obama go all over again, but rather than everybody who opposes her being called a racist, they will be called a sexist. And I know we're not talking about the presidential election, but that's why I'm voting for Donald Trump. I am the chairman of the Conservative Campaign Committee, and I travel the country 7 months campaigning for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz did not make it. Mm. I am now supporting Donald Trump.
Now, there. Let me say this, as far as Donald Trump, some of the statements he made, for example, about the when it comes to the borders, and he said something like, look, the people coming from in Mexico, look, let's be honest, they're not sending their best and the brightest. In fact, there's quite a bit of a criminal element. This was viewed as racist, as anti-Hispanic, and the support among Hispanics for Donald Trump is not very high. What is your comment about that?
Well, I think that that's not right, racist, because I think that that is factual. But that's another thing, Jerry. Why can't we tell the truth anymore about anything? I do not think that Donald Trump's comment was racist. And frankly, all of these Hispanic people I know, they love Donald Trump. And I will, and I tell you something about this Donald Trump thing that really surprised me. Like, I have a white, low-income voter, handyman. He has his free Obama phone. His mom's on welfare. His sister's on welfare. And this guy has loved Barack Obama because Barack Obama is going to take the money from all of those mean and evil rich folks and take care of people like him. He has loved Barack Obama, but now he loves Donald Trump. Now why? And the main thing that he said is that Donald Trump is going to get this mess right. He's going to turn this country around. So here we have this guy who is basically all for big government, but yet he knows the country is going in the wrong direction, and he knows that Donald Trump is going to fix it. So Donald Trump does not appeal to just your regular Republican conservative voter. I think that he appeals to people in both parties. Like I said, we have been traveling the country for Ted Cruz from state to state, and there were tons of people who were for Donald Trump. I saw them across the country, and he is crossing all demographics. But this thing of calling everybody a racist for speaking the truth, we have got to stop falling for that and stop pandering to that. A typical example is that 90% of black, no, I'm sorry, not 90, 70% of black kids are growing up in fatherless homes. 75% of black kids are not finishing high school. Black on black crime is through the roof in Chicago and Baltimore. But yet when Bill O'Reilly gave those stats on Fox News, everybody jumped on him and called him a racist. To me, the guy was showing some real compassion because he was saying, hey, this is what's happening and we have to fix it. And we don't have the NAACP attempting to fix it. We don't have the National Black Caucus attempting to fix it. But yet, when somebody speaks the truth and tries to deal with these problems in and on its way, they are immediately called a racist. What the typical response is to backtrack on what that person said and set up and go away. And every time that we do that, we are constantly emboldening the left to dump more of their agenda on us. The whole gay population is 2% of the country. and yet they seem to be driving the agenda on everything, because if you say something, all of the media is going to hop on you and call you a hater, and that person is going to get scared and run away. Even this Black Lives Matter thing, they are a small bunch of black folks, and they have been paid $33 million from by George
Soros
to run around and wreak havoc. So why are we pandering to them? The thing that I am doing right now, and I am in the process of organizing a Blue Lives Matter rally here in Orlando, and I want to have a black gospel choir to sing. I want to have some black folks on stage sharing their positive experiences with the police officer. I want to get the truth out truth out about our nation's cops.
Let me just stop you there for a second. For those who may not know this, Lloyd Marcus, whom we're talking with right now, is the son of a man who became the first black man to actually be on the Baltimore Fire Department. And in fact, he experienced a lot of racism, but they worked through it and overcame it. And there were even situations where former enemies divided by race actually became friends and saved each other's lives.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
Helped making a difference. And Lloyd is the director again of the Conservative Campaign Committee. And you can see more information, get more information about Lloyd at LloydMarcus.com. And certainly we want to strive in this country to try and fulfill Martin Luther King Jr.'s goal, which is that we would get to the point where people would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Thank you so much, Lloyd, for being with us.
Thank you, brother.
All right. God bless you now.
Bye-bye.